home of the finest restaurants and the greatest chefs in the world. All my life, I've wanted to be one of them. You may think that's a strange dream for a rat.
Ah, but just as ratatouille can be more than just a hearty French vegetable stew, Remy is no ordinary rat. While his family and the rest of the colony scramble for scraps, Remy savors every bite.
You detect that? An oaky nuttiness?
Oh, I'm detecting nuttiness.
Sneaking into a kitchen at night, Remy heads right for the spice rack, fascinated by the subtleties of aroma and flavor.
I want to make things, Dad.
Stay away from the humans. It's dangerous. Now shut up and eat your garbage.
A sudden turn of events and a madcap ride downriver, actually through the fabled sewers of Paris, and Remy is deposited at the kitchen door of the once great Gusteau's restaurant, where he finds himself guided, or perhaps haunted, by the spirit of the late chef, as he sees the lowly cleanup boy named Linguini starting to tinker with a boiling pot.
What is he doing? No! No! No, this is terrible! He's ruining the soup! And nobody's noticing it! It's your restaurant! Do something!
What can I do? I am a figment of your imagination.
But he's ruining the soup!
Unable to stop himself, Remy secretly adds just the right herbs and spices, turning what could have been gastronomic disaster into a culinary triumph. When Linguini discovers what happened, and to his amazement that the rat can understand him, he comes up with a plan.
Wait a second. I can't cook, can I? But you can, right? Look, don't be so modest. You're a rat, for Pete's sake. Whatever you did, they liked it. Do you think you could do it again?
With Remy hidden under his toque tall chef's hat, Linguini becomes the new master chef. But of course, it has to be their secret.
Rat!
Get some rabbits! Do you know what would happen if anyone knew we had a rat in our kitchen?
Initially, everybody's like, oh, that's funny. And then they kind of go, ugh.
Writer and director Brad Bird, who created the Oscar-winning Pixar hit The Incredibles, says he loved the Ratatouille story originally written by his colleague Jan Pinkava. But Bird also knew that even in animation, a rat in the kitchen could be a tough sell.
When the film was being developed, before I got involved, they had dealt with that by making the rats like little humans. They had shortened the tails and gotten them all up on two legs, and they were as unratty as possible. And when I got involved, I thought that was a mistake, and I wanted them to go back the other direction. We put them on four legs and lengthened the tails and tried to study rat-like behavior, because I thought if you can push past that, it becomes a deeper film, you know, like Hunchback of Notre Dame or Frankenstein. We have aversion to the character at the beginning, and then we see past it.
Comic actor Patton Oswalt worked with the animators to create the voice and personality of Remy, and he jokes that studying rat-like behavior was no help at all.
I remember I was in a pet store and I was buying food for my dog, and I saw some rats in cages, and I was like, oh, I should go over and look at them. I'm like, what? Like, what am I, De Niro? There's nothing. I'm not going to learn anything from looking at these rats. It has nothing to do with being a rat. So I just avoided that altogether.
Ah! No! Spit that out right now!
I have got to teach you about food. Close your eyes. Now, take a bite of this.
No! Don't just work it down.
He's just non-judgmentally enthusiastic about what he loves. And I think a lot of people tend to kind of hedge their bets onto what am I going to be enthusiastic about? Is this cool? Is this what's the thing now? He just loves what he loves. In spite of his parents' indifference and the human world's violence against it, that's what he loves and that's what he's going to do. And I really like that.
In what's become a Pixar tradition, Ratatouille sparkles with visual excitement and the latest innovations in computer animation. But director Bird says the philosophy is the technology must just be a tool to help tell the story.
Our goal is not reality, it's believability. And the goal is to get the feeling of something. Our goal is not to reproduce the exact reproduction of Paris, although you probably could do that. It's to get the feeling of being in Paris. That said, the tools are always developing, and we are always trying to push the envelope on them, and I'm very happy that people remarking about the feeling of this film, because our goal here was to make something very lush and have the food look good, and the computer doesn't really want to do any of that stuff. It wants to do gleaming plastic cubes in perfect voids, and all that imperfection and patina that you see on everything has to be put in there and thought about, and so it's a lot of work.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
We just need to work out a system so that I do what you want.
Together, we can be the greatest chef in Paris.
Ratatouille also features the voices of Lou Romano, Ian Holm, Janine Garofalo, and Peter O'Toole as the bitter food critic named Ego. The exuberant French-tinged musical score is by Michael Giacchino. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.